All right, welcome to another episode of Randy Plays Games. Before I get too into what we're doing, I'll introduce myself. I'm Randy, and with me, as always...
Boom.
Chris.
Sarah.
Joe.
All right, so this time out, we are playing Gamma World by at least one request.
Yeah, was this a fan request?
Somebody asked us to play it.
Okay, well,
sure.
Here you go.
There you go.
Somewhere along the line, yeah. I heard the word Gamma and World.
Or someone in my head told me to, but, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I was just thinking of the Greek alphabet.
This was always on my bucket list.
This was the third thing I thought of.
When I was a kid, I played D&D,
yep.
And I played Top Secret,
sure.
Which was their version of the game system.
Wow.
To spy.
Top Secret was amazing.
And
I played the Western one? Boot Hill.
Boot Hill. I never played Boot Hill.
Played
you got some gaming
Boot
cred
Hill,
on.
And I never got a chance to play Gamma World. And I was always like, oh, it's the one that got away.
All right. Well, I have some disappointing news. This is the lamest version of Gamma World, rules-wise.
Awesome.
So it's still fun. But this is the one that's based on 4th edition, which has a little, as I was going through
which
prepping
blows.
It, there's a lot of combat-y stuff. Knowing this group and knowing the way we play, I don't expect it will change much in the way we play.
Fair enough.
But this definitely aims toward, you have powers, and everyone has a deck of cards in front of them, because Wizards likes money. And it was so successful that this game is long out of print. But Gamma World had the coolest art and stuff. When I was a kid and getting, like, Dragon Magazine, I remember a picture of, like, this robotic guy riding a mutated lizard through a radioactive wasteland. I was like, I want to play that. And then I never got on to actually playing it until this edition. And they had gone through a phase where they decided it was more comedic. And it's an interesting run. And hopefully, I've had a lot of fun playing it in various times. But it's a weird mechanics.
Okay.
But this is basically a post-apocalyptic game. And we'll go around and do characters. But first, I'm going to read from the introduction what exactly the world of Gamma World is for those who don't know. So, in the fall of 2012, scientists at the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland, embarked on a new series of high-energy experiments. No one knows exactly what they were attempting to do, but a little after 3 p.m. on a Thursday afternoon came the big mistake. That's in capital. Something unexpected happened, and in the blink of an eye, many possible universes all condensed into a single reality. In some of these universes, little had changed. It didn't make a big difference which team won the 2011 World Series, for example. In other universes, there were more important divergences.
And in some, Dr. Doom was having sex with Sue Richards.
The Grey Emissary was carrying gifts of advanced technology, wasn't shut down at Roswell in 1947. The Black Death didn't devastate the gnome world in the 14th century. The dinosaurs didn't die out. Nikola Tesla did conquer the world with a robot army, and so on.
Wait, was that an option?
Yeah.
Of course it was. Okay. Did you not know that?
I didn't
know. Why didn't we do that?
Do you not know your
if
history?
If it wasn't for Thomas Edison, we'd all be ruled by Nazi dinosaurs at this point.
The internet history.
Damn you, Edison.
God damn it.
The Cold War went nuclear in 83% of the possible universes, and in 3% of the possible universes, the French unloaded their entire nuclear arsenal in the town of Peshtigo, Wisconsin, because it had to be done.
So that's like, what, one warhead?
Yeah. But it's artisanal.
It's a phrase, yes.
Wait, it's an artisanal warhead?
It gives you a nice, mellow fallout.
Yeah, it's handcrafted.
I guess they weren't tired.
It's only the finest. The pigs found all the plutonium. So.
And they know what they did.
And it leaves this wonderful aftertaste of apricot.
So reality stabilized. The year is now 2162 or 151 or 32,173 or six monkey slap slap, depending on your point of view.
It's definitely six monkey slap slap.
Of course it is. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, from now on, that's our year.
Okay, fair. And every game we play.
Every game we play will be six monkey slap slap. Until right, it's seven monkey down. Slap slap.
Right?
We're going to have one hell of a... Six monkey slap pinch.
No, that's like the weeks. And then the year is the number, I think.
I
didn't get this
calendar.
Very
And the animal changes. I'm sure it's like the Chinese calendar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. Next week it'll be four pigs slap slap bang.
It's been 150 years since the big mistake. Earth is the ruins of the ancients, liberty landscape of radioactive deserts, mutated jungles, and vast unexplored wildernesses. Strange new creatures such as beetles the size of cars and super evolved badgers with Napoleonic complexes run the world. The survivors of humanity gather in primitive tribes or huddle in tribe towns that rarely raise above the technology of the Dark Ages. Even the nature of humanity is now different because generations of exposure to radiation, mutagens, and the debris of other realities have transformed humans into a race of mutants who have major physical alterations and potent mental abilities. And that's where we're at.
Yay.
So we're like humanoid?
Some of you might be.
Yeah, you're whatever you is.
Well, he's a swarm of rats.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My preferred pronouns are they and them.
Oh, I see. And you're fighting for acceptance.
Nah, I'm mostly just wanting to gnaw on shit so my teeth don't get too big.
He's actually just a skinny 14-year-old boy, but he chooses to identify as a swarm of rats.
Swarm of rat kin.
With that in mind, why don't we go around the table and talk about characters. So, Bo.
Why are you starting with me?
Because you know what you are. You're a swarm of rats.
I am.
I don't mean in a derogatory way. You're a proud swarm of rats.
Well, your name is Ben, I assume.
No. My name is the Templetons.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I like that.
And yes, I'm a intelligent a sentience spread over a swarm of blue scaly and purple tufted rats.
Right, and you're super fast.
Yes, I am super fast, and I've got multifaceted eyes.
How far away can they be from each other? And obviously we can go on different squares. How far can they separate?
Technically, he's only in one square. Okay. It's more of a special effect kind of thing. So he can't, like, send scouts ahead or anything like that. He has to stay together, or the rat, I guess, would wander off and become its own thing.
Ah, yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Nope, don't lose those rats.
How long it took me to collect all these rats?
Yeah. In the center of this rat, there's one tiny old man.
Oh, it's the doctor, isn't it?
Chris, what about you?
I am Versus Combata. I am a... about 7.5 foot tall, bald woman that is huge and muscular and also telekinetic.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. So I do things with my brain, and I do things with my big forearms. And I have a giant bag of comic book hardback omnibus editions that I wield as a massive weapon.
You know, that shit would work.
It would.
And I know.
I couldn't lift them. But she's huge.
But she's huge and super strong. Huge, yeah. Sarah?
My name is Hawk, and I am an electrokinetic Hawkoid.
Same old song and dance.
Yeah.
So just like Jeff, really.
Yes. I think I'm a human. To be specific, I think that I am a Vietnam War veteran, but actually I am just a hawk who wears a utility belt.
Okay.
And carries a gun.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Oh, and I have an eye patch.
Oh, sure, okay.
Putting that in there.
So,
Apple product placement.
But I don't need it. So,
it's just for looks.
How does Hawk deal with the flight thing?
I'm afraid of flying.
Okay, all right.
My best friend and I, we were flying a helicopter.
I swear to God, when I joked that you should be a Schlemiel, I was joking.
Every time I fly, I puke.
So does Hawk not fly?
No.
Okay.
No, because
right.
Hawk crashed that helicopter.
Hawk's
going to
take... Hawk's going to throw away all of Hawk's
weapons. I'm having a flashback, Joe. All right, I'll have my flashback later when Joe's finished talking.
All right, Joe.
All right, well, once I was told that I should be told that I was pretty, and I was in many, many movies in the long, long ago, and then my ego just got so huge, and then the big mistake happened.
Oh, wait, are you Lindsay Lohan?
And then, in a plot twist, it turned out that... I was a Yeti, and the years grew on and on. I grew bigger and bigger until I was giant.
Those characters sound more like a sentient cocaine binge.
I'm a giant Yeti. You knew me once as Bryce Dallas Howard. And now you'll know me as Academy Award nominated Bryce Dallas Howard.
For what movie?
Yeah, I was going to say, that doesn't actually happen.
What do you think caused the big mistake?
There's going to have to be a whole lot of worlds colliding.
but it was Jurassic World 2.
All right, so that's our characters. Now you each have two decks in front of you. One is your Alpha Mutation deck, which will be your character mutates. Anytime you roll a 1 on your D20, you will mutate and change. You will gain a power and ability. And then you have Omega Tech, which comes from various places, and those will also give you power. So everyone, please flip the top card of each of your decks.
Oh, there's so much reading.
Sorry.
Good God.
I'll just read the top.
Good pictures.
Read the top part, because that will tell me what your powers are.
All right.
Electro staff.
Okay.
The electromagnetic pulse generators in each end of the staff deliver an electrifying punch to your foes. And it looks really weird when a bunch of rats are carrying it.
And what is your mutation?
I have venomous spurs.
Of course
which
you do.
I plan to have anyway. So that works out great. I'm platypusing up in this bitch.
Chris, what about you?
I have Omega, the all-seeing egg.
I want that one.
This silvery egg emits an ear-splitting cuckoo whenever unseen foes threaten you. So it's a warning device.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my mutation, and this is perfect for me, is extra arm. guess how many fingers I'm holding behind my back? No, 12. So I've got an extra arm I can use to do whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
I think my character may decide to worship that egg at some point.
Fair enough. Sarah?
Wait, which one's mutation?
Read the first one.
The one that says alpha is the mutation.
Yeah. Okay. I have huge arms, which is kind of funny because I'm a bird and I have wings. Can we say huge wings?
Sure.
Your arms, wings, bulge with mutated muscle. Time to deliver a beatdown.
Or a beatdown.
A slapdown. Okay. And then the other thing is Endeavor Neurojack.
Whoa.
When you plug this morphing matte black device into the back of your neck.
Whoa, hello. Kids might be listening. Oh, neck. Sorry. Go ahead.
In the back of your neck, you take control of your own physiology. Isn't that like just your spinal cord?
You know, you're a hawk. You may not have a spinal cord. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. You're a mutated hawk. You're a mutated hawk. I know hawks have spinal cords.
Okay, I don't have a spinal cord. I think I lost it in Nam. But it was just
one of those bastards took my spinal cord.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing does. So
this thing is, it lets me control my own body.
Okay, that's good. That okay.
I think it's a shame your character's not from the 20s, because then you could be a flapper.
Joe? That was a foul joke.
Oh, stop it!
Bryce Dallas Howard is over talking and has developed stink glands.
What? Yes. Stink glands?
Bryce Dallas Howard has developed glands that will give off some powerful funk.
Well, but what about your character?
Jurassic World? I mean,
still. And Bryce Dallas Howard has received Ishtar, the photonic spear. This slender crystal spear pulses with red light as Bryce Dallas Howard attacks with it.
Okay.
In her reality, Ishtar was a big hit.
Well, in her reality, she got an Oscar, so
exactly.
That makes sense. It's a reality where people have really awful taste.
All right, so let me ask you, there's a thing on my extra arm that says overcharge when you start your turn.
Yes.
You can roll a d20.
Yep.
And then it has 10 plus or 9 of less. So is that an option?
That is an option. And you will notice they all have keywords up at the top like bio or psi or something like that.
Yeah.
On your origins, you get bonuses to overcharge. So I believe somebody has a plus 4 to bio. It's on the back side of your character sheet up at the top. There is a – your origin has bio or psi. Okay, and a plus 2.
So I've got two
plus 2s to bio. So basically that means you have a plus 4, Joe, to bio. So
if I roll my bio roll on that, on overcharge, I would get a plus 2.
You get a plus. And I think sometimes the overcharge leads you to lose the effect. Because
if I get an over 10, I get another new arm. But if I get a 9 or less, I lose all my arms for a turn. They all suck into my body.
Yeah. This kind of thing happens in the Gamma World.
Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah, the Gamma World.
Yes. Not the real world. No. All right. So to jump right in, background wise, I would like you guys to tell me how these characters came to know one another.
Oh, good lord! You're putting everything on.
Oh, yeah, I want to know.
Oh, for God's sake!
Well, I am actually Bryce Dallas Howard's pet hawk, and through some freak movie spree of just watching Apocalypse Now over and over and over again. I think
you were accidentally locked in the screening room overnight and Apocalypse Now just kept playing.
Yep, that's what happened.
And a few days later they're like, hey, where's your hawk? And yeah.
Vietnam.
And then Chris's character let me out.
Versus Combata. I was Bryce Dallas Howard's agent.
Okay.
And I got so, like, crazy from dealing with her regular insanity.
Yep.
That I eventually mutated mentally, which also, as a consequence, mutated my body as well.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, kind of, at this point, I'm like, I have this weird thing to defend her, but at the same time, I kind of want to kill her, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's my question. She's electrokinetic. You're telekinetic. What is it about Bryce Dallas Howard that causes psychokinetic powers in her friends?
Because you have to make your brain stop thinking in the normal way, okay, or you'll go insane.
All right, fair enough.
It's because of the cult of personality.
You see?
Bo, how did you come to know this entourage?
I'm just following them around, hoping they find food or die so I can eat them.
Bo, that's what you say for, like,
yeah, that's how I met Chris in real life.
Well, I am a rather plump hawk since I don't fly.
No. Oh, yeah, no, the bird's definitely on the menu.
All right.
Tastes just like chicken.
I believe that Bryce Dallas Howard is going through Gamma World. There's not a lot of movie making being done in the Gamma
World. Oh, no, it's always a movie. Whether there's a camera rolling or not is up to the
event. I just gained a new psychic power.
I believe you're always wandering into towns, offering to entertain them, and they usually pay you out of pity to get you to leave.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
We're like reverse renegade.
I'll pay you to go away.
All right. So, you guys are wandering through the wasteland, like you do.
Of course.
And
now the transit systems are all down.
You're wandering through a mutated wasteland. There is some grass and stuff among the mutated pits and that
Starbucks,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a Starbucks. Well, out Starbucks.
I heard the pumpkin spices are back in season. Let's stop.
Bryce, you're basic.
Yeah, that shit's basic.
All right.
I know what that means.
And as you guys are walking along, you see something approaching in the distance.
My hawk eyes spot something in the distance.
I believe you mean your hawk eye.
Oh, kitty, can you see what it is? Go see it, kitty.
All right.
And I do have that warning that says, at the start of each of your turns, the egg emits a series of beeps that indicates the number of creatures within 5 squares of me.
Is that my egg?
I don't know, maybe.
So what does it do?
It says, at the start of each turn, this egg emits a series of beeps that indicates the number of creatures within 5 squares of me.
Oh, good to know. Okay, it is beeping 3 beeps.
It's beautiful.
Guys, there are 3 creatures near us. I don't need Bryce's input on this. What are we going to do?
Although it's beeping for your 3 companions.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Damn it. Wait, shouldn't it beep a bunch more times for Bo?
No, he's technically only 1 as far as the egg is concerned. Oh, okay. The egg is very progressive, Chris. Oh, okay. It knows that a swarm of rats is just 1 person.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
It's not one of these anti-rat swarms.
So that was completely
a rat swarm, not a monster.
Man, we get shafted when we vote.
But
is there any coverage near us?
Covered 3 points,
yes, there are some. There are some rocks and hills and that kind of thing within running distance.
Are these things coming? Are they on the way towards these creatures?
You can see off in the distance. They're on the way toward the whatever it is. There's only 1 thing coming. Whatever it is.
Okay, let's run towards cover.
Okay, all right. So, what's your name again?
Versus.
Versus it, runs for
it's
for
a
cover
on Persis Cambada from the first Star Trek.
What?
Hello.
No. I don't know about your crazy Star Wars.
Star Trek. Star Trek, damn you.
You lie.
Look, I don't watch Babylon 5, okay?
Who did, am I right?
I think a cursory examination of the room that we're within.
You shut up, Bo.
Give the lie to that statement.
All right. Versus makes starts running forward toward cover. What are the rest of you doing?
I keep going.
Bryce is flouncing down the road.
I followed the coward.
Okay.
I freeze because I start to have a flashback.
Okay. All right. So this is going well so far.
Charlie had a rock. Charlie, they threw rocks at us. Johnny. Johnny.
What are they going to say? He was a clever hawk.
Bryce,
yes.
As you walk down, you see it is rolling up to you. It seems to be about 6 feet high, glinting metal, and rolling towards you on tracks.
Oh, it's a kitty.
Is everything a kitty? Is that what we're dealing with?
If it's petable, it's a kitty.
Is this like what she does in interviews? Is that where you're getting this?
I don't. Bryce doesn't understand what you're talking about.
All right, it is rolling straight for you.
Oh, well, I want to give it some room so I can see it.
Okay. You step aside, and it comes. You can see it as a robot.
Oh, hello, kitty robot.
It's
make her believe it's paparazzi.
Hey, Bryce, that's paparazzi.
There's a camera on it.
Give an interview.
Let Randy finish the description.
Sorry.
No. It's basically a silvery robot on tank treads. Doesn't appear to have any weapons. Just a little red eye that is bouncing back and forth, and it is rolling straight down the road.
Excuse me, Kitty. Have you seen an open Starbucks?
It doesn't react. It just keeps rolling.
Oh, sad kitty. Okay, then I'll just keep walking.
Okay. It rolls a little further and hits a rock and explodes.
Feels more like paranoia than the world. Is anyone damaged by this explosion?
Nope.
All right, so we go over. Can I go over and...
I discuss with myself that that seems like a design flaw.
I shouldn't even have that button.
I go over and poke through it to see if there's anything salvageable.
Okay. Do you have a science skill by any chance?
Yes.
Okay. Five. Then roll a d20 and add your science skill.
Where are the d20? Oh,
everywhere.
There are lots of them.
Hard one to read.
12.
Okay. There's not much in the way of useful components. It pretty much blew up real good. There's, you know, the track's been destroyed. The wheels. There are wheels if you wanted to grab a random wheel for future use.
Is there anything that looks like I could use it later as an effective heavy weapon?
You could probably use one of its arms, but not. It probably wouldn't be better than your bag full of graphic novels.
Well, yeah, but I have the extra arm.
Oh, right. Sure. Yeah. You could grab a robot arm and swing that thing like a Louisville Slugger.
I'm going to grab a robot arm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your third arm is holding a robot arm.
Yep.
Okay. Got it.
So many arms.
You could use it to have a fourth arm if you've got some sort of weird, like,
cyborg.
Well,
I can get a fourth arm. I can roll for a fourth arm.
All right.
Kinsey lost his arm. Say, don't go back and get it. Don't go back. You get your head blown off.
Get out of the boat.
All right, you guys continue on?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. That was a weirdly uneventful event.
You're making your way. You can see in the distance a village coming up. And as you're making your way, you see another thing approaching in the distance along the road.
Maybe they're just sending these exploding robots. Maybe it's festival time.
Maybe this is where robots go to die.
Indeed, as it gets closer, you can see it is another robot on treads, and it is rolling straight towards you guys on the road.
Okay, well, we give it a bit of a berth, but keep walking towards
okay.
it.
It rolls right past you, not acknowledging, and you see it ram into another rock and explode.
I'm beginning to think this isn't a design flaw.
You pass three more robots this way.
Ooh, can I try to use my super strength to turn it around and back to the same direction?
Yeah, give me a strength roll.
Okay.
How big are these robots?
They're about 6 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
They're the worst designed torpedoes ever made.
Ew, three?
Okay. And then you add your strength modifier, which is 5, so 8. No, you go over and you try and lift it, and it doesn't move, but it doesn't really resist you. It just kind of keeps rolling. You decide to let go of it before it hits a rock.
Yeah.
All right, you guys come to a village. And when I say village, I mean a burnt-out hovel of what used to be Starbucks and mini malls.
People appearing to be living and moving around it, or is it empty?
People live in here, yeah.
Okay.
People.
So there are things are wandering around their daily lives.
Yep.
In it right
yep.
Now. Okay.
So, in the year 6 monkey slap slap, they are just going about their business.
What do we use for money in this?
Bottle caps.
This is Fallout.
Sure. Because okay. Because why not?
Violence.
Yeah. What do we use? Bottle caps.
Bottle caps.
Okay.
I mean, everybody uses different things, but bottle caps are pretty.
Do we have any bottle
theft
caps?
And violence.
I'm gonna use all my bottle caps to get a nice girl named Ling.
That's good, except that the girl is actually an anthropomorphic eel.
She says what I got.
She says your beak is too buku.
No, you guys have a handful of bottle caps, but not any serious money.
Nothing, okay. So we don't have a goal at this point. We're just kind of wandering.
No, you're just kind of wandering. I mean, Bryce Dallas Howard has a goal, which is to live up to her previous movie career.
Yes, I have to find the lake.
Trust me alive, man.
No, I wasn't in that.
Is there anything notable in this village worth paying attention to as we're wandering through it? Do you see anything interesting?
You see, let's see. Well, there's someone working on what looks like it used to be a car. They're working on it.
Okay.
They're welding away at it. You're not sure what they're doing because it doesn't have any wheels. But they seem to be welding things to it.
Okay.
You see a variety of what look like mutated bunnies. Which you guys know as loopers.
Oh.
Are those...
Tell me, where is the cinema?
You're looking for the cinema. Give me a perception check.
Oh, good lord. There's a cinema.
Four. Okay. You see a large open area with a bunch of creatures standing around in it, and assume that must be the theater.
Oh, goody, the theater.
I'm trying to get a good idea of what's happening here, and I rolled a 17, 18, 19 for my perception.
Okay. You do see that the people, things, whatever they are, working on the modified car, they do seem to be attaching bits of those robots to them.
The robot, the explodey robots.
Yeah, more of the explodey robots.
Explodebots.
Yep.
Some kind of weird science project.
And I said loopers, but I meant hoops. They're called hoops. The rabbit people.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah, much more sense.
Yeah, aren't loopers like Anakin Skywalker or something?
Yeah. No, loopers are Bruce Willis.
Yes.
Right.
I'm telekinetic, but not telepathic.
Which
right?
Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, you are telekinetic, but not
telepathic. That's a bummer right now.
Sorry.
I have electric powers. Can I help them?
If you want to go over.
So
yeah.
I get to go to the cinema, over. Right?
You're going to the cinema.
Okay.
All right. So you hop over. Mm-hmm. There are a few different creatures up there, and they look over at you kind of curiously because they don't know you.
I take out a cigarette, put it between my feathers, try to light it.
Do you have a lighter?
I have a lantern.
Okay.
Once again, I put it to you that you're electric.
That's why I asked. Okay, so you hold up your lantern, you turn it on, and you stick your cigarette in there. And
I go...
Now you have their attention.
Can I help you people?
We're going to make it go.
Well, do you need a jump start?
Sure.
Well, I have electric powers, so maybe I can help.
Hey, Jim. This bird says it has electric powers.
Jim. I knew a Jim. It was Jimmy Simmons. He was going to go to college, but he couldn't afford it. Drafted. Didn't last a day. Jimmy.
So we'll jump over to the theater while Hawk has his flashback.
Excuse me, attendant. Oh, which film is playing right now? Which film is playing right now? I wish to see a piece of cinema.
Why are you standing in our bathroom?
is this where we're showing it? That's very convenient
for my class.
I wish to see Apollo 11. Daddy did such a good job on that.
They're staring at one another. Despite the fact that they're all horrible mutants with razor tongues, they look afraid of you.
Well, I can wait until the projection is set up correctly.
They're staring at you as you begin to sink.
Oh my! Is this a spa as well?
No, it's where we go to the bathroom.
I reach over and grab him and her and pull her out gently.
Not the first time as her agent, you've pulled her out the first time.
While they negotiate,
this time, agent pull out you.
The agent negotiates with the poo. I'm going to go over to the car and see if I can kind of get an idea on what exactly it is they're building here.
Okay.
Thankfully, I have a really good science score.
All right.
So let's see if that makes any difference. 12.
Okay. This doesn't look like it would work in any way. It looks like basically a rotted out car chassis that they are slowly welding through various mutabilities. Robot parts on.
So are they like trying to ape the robots that we saw?
It seems like maybe they are.
Okay. So they're idiots.
Yes. And as you get up there, a huge electrical burst jumps out of the Hawk and into the car.
Alright, so I have a high mechanic score. Could I look at it and figure out maybe if there's some way to be able to make this move?
I let him know. Hey, I figured out something. We're surrounded by rubes.
Yeah, you can make a mechanics roll for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I add my roll to this, so I have like 28.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are able to determine that this is a wrecked car.
Yeah.
In order to run, it only needs a few minor things, including four wheels, some kind of drivetrain, a power system, some kind of control system, probably something to keep the doors closed.
Okay, so this is a pointless endeavor.
Yeah. Oh, you don't know what they're doing.
Okay, so maybe we should move on.
Yeah,
we could open a used car lot. See if that makes a sense.
One of the guys, a 4-foot mouse comes over to you guys.
Oh, hello.
And says...
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Says, we saw the metal ones rolling, and we thought, well, if they roll, then if we put parts of them on the thing, it would roll again.
Yes, that's how that works.
Yeah, I'm the mechanic of this town.
I can tell.
We say, you should keep working on that. Good luck, man. Good luck to you.
Well,
you
there's
the best.
The robots keep rolling through, so we just keep taking parts.
Where are the robots coming from?
He points, and it's off in the distance away. But not the way you guys came, but the other way.
Oh, so back the way we came?
Hey,
no, the other way.
Working technology, maybe we have a chance to find something useful or find some food or have an encounter that doesn't involve someone being coated with shit. I vote we go that way.
Bryce, baby, wipe off your shoes. We're heading you to an audition.
Oh, am I to look pretty now?
Yeah, you look gorgeous, honey.
Why is Bryce covered in mud?
That's not mud.
Rolling through the mud. Bryce, talk to me.
It's a volcanic ash treatment. It's very in right now.
Volcanoes in Vietnam. I don't know what? If there are any.
Well, it was an alternate world Vietnam, so I mean, that makes sense. A lot of volcanoes.
I hate the smell of excrement in the morning.
VC were actually tiny volcanoes.
There you go.
That's what they called them, VC, volcanoes.
Yeah. It all makes sense now.
All right. You guys want to follow that out of town, I guess?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Yeah, everyone here seems to be a little bit slow.
Yeah, I'm getting the stupid vibe here.
And, you guys start walking the trail. And as you walk the trail...
This must be the Midwest.
You run across a couple more robots. Just keep rolling on.
Okay, I want to pick up another one.
Okay.
I want to try again.
Give me a strength roll. No, you're terrible at this.
I've tried a different die each time, and each one sucks.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pick
Must
up
be the diet. Then.
Okay.
Exactly.
There's a magnet that Randy is controlling at the table.
We've learned an important thing about correlation and causality at this point.
So I have 9 plus 18 strength.
So it's plus 4.
Plus giant strength, which is a plus 2 over charge.
That's already included, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So you got a 13.
Okay.
Which is enough to hold it back for a second, but not enough to lift it.
Okay. So much for that idea.
Yep.
I'm tempted to make a strength roll myself.
Just to see what happens.
just because it would be great if I could do it.
You were the one who did it.
Well, your strength is a 7.
My strength is a 7.
Yeah.
There's almost no way. What were you using as a modifier?
No, it's just strength. Pure strength.
Pure strength. I'll make
it. All right.
14.
Okay. With the minus 2?
Yes. Okay. Oh, with minus 2 is 12.
12. Okay. So, yeah, same thing that... That Versa can come. Versa? What's your name?
Versus.
I was right. Same thing that that she encountered. You're able to hold it for a second, but then it rolls on. And keeps rolling through the village. But as you guys move down the trail, you see a glowing crater, as you can see on the map there.
Oh, yeah.
And the base of a rough-hewn stone tower. Where a couple of mutated badgers carrying crossbows stand watch, and there's a couple of mutated pigs in biker gear carrying flails.
Probably not friendly.
Probably Chinese.
And in fact...
wow!
Communist Chinese.
In fact, I'm going to put these things on the map so you can see exactly where they are. And
how adorable they are.
Wow,
right. Ultra condescending.
Will you put those behind
the
big and the small rock there? So,
okay, here's
one there, yep. And one behind the small one on the other side.
This one? Or
yep.
This one?
The far one.
Don't sniff.
Oh my god. The angriest animal in all of creation.
And then this one behind the small rock on that side.
Could be. Mutated yep. Honey badger.
Where's this? To the...
On the front. There you go.
Okay.
And then on the other side, on that rock. There you go. So right, you guys are on that part of the trail.
I start counting the enemies. A badger, 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 badger,
badger, badger, mushroom.
Badger, badger. Mushroom.
All right. These guys do indeed look quite hostile.
Okay. Well, we're ready for hostile. We like hostile.
All right,
guys.
Let's roll initiative. So roll a d20 and add your initiative.
20.
It's an
extra d20.
There's like a ton of.
I rolled a 1. Do I draw a card?
No, only on actual rolls, not initiative rolls.
I don't see an initiative on here.
It's right. It's right under your hit points.
Oh, I see.
All right, so good.
Yes, that is correct.
I got a 6.
All right.
I got a 7.
Okay.
So I thought I did bad. Apparently I
freeze.
I freeze.
They're everywhere.
All right.
Eyes in the trees.
So you had a highest at a 7, right?
Yes.
Okay. That is just below the 8 that my bad guys rolled, which would have been terrible.
He got a 9.
Oh, you got a 9.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Sorry, Bryce. Sorry. And your rat's names was
the Templetons.
Templetons, right? The Templetons. They old family. The Templetons, old money, old rat money.
It's old rat money.
Are they gonna say to the pigs something?
My God, what they said about carnivals really right, boys.
And what about Chris and Sarah? What did you guys get?
6.
2.
6 and a 2. All right. So Versus has a 6, and Hawk has a 2. All right. All right, so first to go, Bryce Dallas Howard. Put yourself on the edge of the map there on the trail.
Bloop.
And, you have a move and an attack action.
M. Night, what's my direction here?
There's a twist.
M. Night, what's my direction here?
What's her special powers?
She is a Yeti.
Being a giant Yeti?
So she's just super strong, basically?
Yep, she is super strong.
I'm a giant Yeti. So
is she fast?
She can move 6 squares, so she could get to one of those porkers.
I'm 11'73".
Hey, Bryce, one of those guys up there is a blog writer who just called you Jessica Chastain.
Oh, that is the worst.
That is a pig.
Okay, so yeah.
Yep, all right. So move yourself to that porker. So Bryce charges up and swings her
animatronic velociraptor.
Right, animatronic velociraptor. How could I forget? So roll a d20 and add your plus to hit with your heavy hand weapon, which would be...
Plus to hit is which?
This one. Plus 8. Right there.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right, 23.
23. All right, that clobbers the porker right in the face. Now you roll damage, which is the 1d8 plus 6.
Oh, is it not 2d8?
Oh, sorry, 2d8 plus 6.
Tell this one have to BuzzFeed. 13.
That is a d12. Oh, no. Okay. I thought you were... Okay.
No.
So, 13. Okay. All right. It is not quite bloodied, which would mean at half health.
Okay.
But that is a good solid hit. You smash some of its teeth out, and its little... World War One helmet goes flying off its head, and it lets out an enraged and pained squeal, which you interpret as saying, "I will never write bad articles about you again, Jessica Chastain."
Let's see that you don't.
All right. Now it is time for the Badgers up in there.
Wait a minute.
And the Badgers are going to open fire.
You can't open fire. It doesn't have a lid.
Sorry. You might say they will... Badger us.
Actually, I guess the
badgers... We don't need no stinking badgers there. We got through them.
All right. So the badgers take aim with their crossbows. I guess right now, Bryce Dallas Howard is the only one that's really close to them. So one of them is a little far away, and that is going to miss. Bryce Dallas Howard, what is your defense? Is it 20 armor class that I see there?
Can I cast a telekinetic shield over her?
No, you only have your own telekinetic shield.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, AC 20. So got plus 7.
Like all agents, you can only cover your own ass.
True, yeah.
All right, that is 2 misses. So the Templetons may get in on the action.
I think I'm going to try to get up close to the Badgers.
Okay, so, you move 8 speed.
Yeah,
so
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. And you can take a shot at them with your ranged weapon if you'd like. Or you can double move.
I had a ranged weapon.
I was going to say, the rats have a ranged weapon?
Yep, because they stay in a humanoid form.
Oh, yeah.
Because I believe they're carrying around a laptop.
I am carrying around a laptop and a 20-pound dumbbell.
Sure.
You can hack the Badgers.
Well, you got to stay swole.
Exactly.
All right, so you're going to throw a dumbbell at them?
Sure.
All right, that seems fair.
Can you take the form of, like, Megatron when he turned into a gun and throw the dumbbell at them?
Sure.
It's Gamma World. Right. Anything goes.
All right, so roll your ranged attack.
It's a lot of rats. Let's see. Where would I find ranged?
That, I believe, is at the very bottom there.
Okay, light range.
Two-handed light range. So you take two hands, you throw the dumbbell at them.
Okay. 16.
16 is a hit, so roll your damage on that.
Where is my 12-side die?
Oh, 12-side is not bad. All right. Let's see, and that is badger number... Mm-hmm. Is that a 4 on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Badger 4.
11 plus 6 is 17.
17 points is a good solid hit. So you you clobber the badger with your with the dumbbell. And
wasn't expecting that, were you?
No one expects that.
How many pounds?
That is not a...
All of a sudden, a giant swarm of blue and purple rats run up to you and even dumbbell into your face.
And well, Hawk is immediately cured of her flashbacks because she never saw any shit that year.
That's fucked up.
All right, that badger is bloodied as you have thrown a dumbbell right through his face. All right, so Versus, it is your go.
Okay, where's my movement?
Your movement is a 6.
Okay.
It is up there next to your initiative.
Okay.
But I happen to know that it's a 6.
Okay. So I start here, and can I go over this, or like in a...
You can move squares any way
yep,
you want.
Yep, diagonals are perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yep.
So one, you can zigzag. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
And I am going to just start smashing the shit out of this.
You close with the other porker.
With both of my... with all my arms.
All your arms. Yeah. All right. So that is a your melee attack. Unless you want to use... Well, you have that special ability, the sort of the sweep. But you've only got one enemy, so you probably don't want to mess with that right now. Okay.
Oh, you got an AoE? Nice.
Yeah, he has one special power that lets him do a burst attack.
Okay. Sweet. Sweet. So can I use this instead?
Yes.
Oh.
So I roll...
Your melee attack, which...
That's a 20?
Yes, and it should have a plus on the far left that is your plus to hit. On the far left of the character sheet.
Plus 7?
Okay, yep.
Well, right under heavy melee it says.
Yep, that's it. That's
okay,
your hit.
So then I have 17.
17 is a hit.
Okay, so give me a 10-sided die.
Yep, okay, 10-sided die, plus your damage roll, which is...
The plus 5.
Okay.
And if I got 7...
All right, 7 points is a lighter hit, but still a solid...
Isn't it 7 plus 5?
So don't I get 2 attacks since I have that extra arm?
It counts all your attacks.
What do you mean? Oh, does it?
Yeah, it does.
So my extra arm is kind of useless then.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Mm. You can carry more stuff.
Okay.
But it is a...
You can also... you can hand bone really well.
It does say I can carry a shield, so at some point...
Yeah,
I
you can pick up a shield and that'll give you a bonus, yep.
Ooh,
yep.
Use one of the badgers as a shield.
Ooh, that's nice.
Dead badger.
I was going to use Bryce Dallas Howard.
All right, so you did 7 points?
Yes.
All right. That is a light hit. You hit him in the breastbone. He's still got a little armor there. He's wearing a Hell's Angels... coat.
Oh, he must be in California.
Cut. Yeah, it's called a cut.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
colors.
But all right, and then it is their go, and they are going to swing their flails at the people next to them. So the porker you just hit
I thought they all shot at me, or just
that was the badgers.
Yes, porkers
badgers.
Go last.
Yes, badgers and pigs are different. All right,
that's why we don't make bacon out of badgers.
Wait, what?
well, in Canada, you can get really good badger bacon.
Yeah, that's true. it's don't a that favorite. Is a 23 against your armor class, Chris. Does that hit?
My armor class is where the hell is my armor? Oh yeah, 24.
Wow. Okay, your telekinetic shield deflects the attack.
Sweet.
Nice.
All right, and the other one attacks Bryce Dallas Howard. With a flail, not verbally, as she already did in the article.
Yeah. Are you ever going to be in a good movie?
21. Oh. I believe that
she's
hits you.
She's listening to this.
Yeah, because the total is 20?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Happy Day sucks!
All right. So that is 5. That is 6 points of damage to your hit points. So you have 27, so you're at 21.
So what's the heavy plus 7?
That is your that adds in your armor class.
Okay.
So... and you are pushed back 1 square, so he pushes you back away. Yep. All right.
I want to say Bryce Dallas Howard. You know how Ron quit acting after a certain point? Maybe his talents lay stronger elsewhere.
Well, if I never started Smarty Pants, how can I quit?
Well, her talent lies in running in kitten heels in the jungle.
That's actually my ranged weapon.
You might be able to help me.
They make heels out of kittens?
That's awesome. Hawk. Your ability, your turn.
I'm going to go to the piggy near Bryce Dallas Howard.
Okay, and you can move 6 squares.
Okay.
You can fly, but apparently you don't.
No, I'm scared. Okay. I hop.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Kitty!
All right. All right, and now are you going to attack?
I'm going to attack.
With?
With my heavy melee, I guess.
Okay, and what is your heavy melee weapon?
Which is a tank.
A tank?
Yeah.
Like a full-on
just tank. Just a tank.
No, it's a hot, like, it's a hot water tank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
hot water tank.
Yes, exactly.
All right. You swing your hot water tank on a chain.
Yeah, so I roll a D10.
No, you roll a D20 to hit first.
Right. I'm thinking a 4-foot mouse sold this to him.
13, and then what do I add?
The plus that's on
plus is 4.
Go. Oh,
17.
17 will hit that porker right in the face.
Yes.
And now you roll damage.
Okay. 4.
Plus 2.
Plus 2, 6.
6 points. All right. 6 points on the porker that Bryce Dallas Howard attacked.
Yes.
That porker is now bloodied. As the as you swing the tank into its Hell's Angels vest and put a tear in it, really upsetting its fashion sense.
Aww.
And it's going to write a vicious BuzzFeed article about you. If BuzzFeed was a thing that existed, and this was actually a writer, and you hadn't just...
It's actually the name of a pet food nowadays.
I have a feeling if there is a meeting of all these universes, the one constant will be there's always going to be a BuzzFeed.
Yeah,
probably. And they'll have amazing gifts.
Oh my God.
I will share every single
I've got 20 minutes before my next meeting. Well, looks like we're reading BuzzFeed.
11 things you don't know about the apocalypse.
Actually, Cracked did that article.
6 of the best Bryce Dallas Howard films.
It's just like a guy shrugging.
It's just a gif. It's over and over again.
These clueless gifs perfectly illustrate the stages of radioactive mutagenics.
All right, that is the top of the round, and is Bryce Dallas Howard's attempt to go for that Oscar once again.
Yes.
Yes, I'll go ahead and get back up and try to double.
Oh, we're not doing initiative again?
Oh, no, stays throughout the fight.
Oh, yep. Well, all right then.
Yeah, I mean, good and bad.
Okay. Yeah, hey, it's just 2 attacks.
That's because 4th edition rules.
Initiative is just 2 attacks first, yeah, because 4th edition rules are weird.
Okay, I'll raptor whap.
Okay, you're not going to use your crazy power? I thought you were going to use your crazy power.
Well, not yet.
Oh, okay, all right, fair enough.
Ooh, good thing I didn't. 4 plus 8, 12?
12 is a miss, as the porker dodges away from your attack.
Oh, we'll get him in the sequel.
The Badgers, they're still going to they're going to fire crossbows again. So one of them is firing at Hawk. Is that Hawk?
No, yes. Hawk is over here.
No.
No.
Then not Hawk, whoever that is.
That's me. That's
okay. Versus. That's Versus. Okay. So they're going
to
fire a crossbow at you.
I've timed it.
And that's a 1. That's a miss.
I assume shouldn't
that actually hit one of the other ones then?
No.
Yeah, if it's that bad, isn't it like a critical failure? Fucked up? A critical failure?
No, that was old school D&D. They don't do that anymore.
Man,
sorry.
I like critical failures.
I know. Everybody likes critical fails until they're the one that rolls a 1.
Well, true. But they're funny. Then the DM gets to make up something.
And another crossbow shot. The Badgers are no threat to anyone. They have missed every shot they've made.
Okay, so they were
maybe... One of them got a dumbbell in their face.
That's true.
Maybe not the dominant species in this mutated universe.
Templeton of the Rat Templetons.
Oh, I'm going to swim on this guy's ass.
Okay.
Is there a bonus for attack?
Yes, it is your dex. I meant to meant to write all of this down. So it is your
dex bonus
plus your level, which is 1, plus whatever that says.
Ref?
Reflex.
Reflex. Okay.
So
what's reflex?
Reflex is
is the 5, moment.
Yep. Sorry.
6, and then my dex bonus.
Yes.
5, so 10, so plus 10.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
12.
I believe 12 is going to miss.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Badger, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crap.
So, yeah, you miss. You try and swarm over them, and they scramble away from you, up on that rock a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Swarming everybody.
All right. And you need to move yourself over to them, right? I think you're...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Versus.
Yes, I am going to take another big punch at this thingy
All right.
In front of me.
Don't you have an at-will power? You have an at-will power, right?
I don't know what an at-will power is.
Oh, on the back.
At-will.
Somebody had...
Yes, sign and then
I have an at-will telekinetic wave that says each creature in blast, 1d6, plus intelligence, force damage, and push target 3.
Okay, so that's more useful when you're surrounded by a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so I rolled an 11, and mixed with a plus 7 for heavy melee is 18.
Would a 13 have hit?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I basically have an 18.
18. All right. That is a hit with the big bag of graphic novels.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll damage.
God damn it. Is that a one? Yes.
Here, take this.
You can't
don't
see
use
it
anymore. Is it 12?
So I have
here?
6 total.
It's 6 points. Okay. That porker is now bloodied.
Is that it?
That's 8, and this one is 10.
Are you calling that pig fat?
Yes.
It's just big bone.
It's really insensitive. Right?
Yeah. Sorry, sorry. And it's their go. And one of them is going to attack Versus, and might actually, well, Versus has giant telekinetic shields. 21 is a miss. And the other one is going to attack, let's see, the hawk didn't actually hit, right?
No, the hawk hit.
Oh,
the hawk hit. So yes. He's going to attack the hawk. And that is a 12, which I'm guessing is a miss against your armor class.
15. Armor class. Yeah, it's I-15.
Okay. So it misses. And it is your go, Hawk.
All right.
Poop on it, Hawk.
I'm going to...
Poop on it, kitty. Poop on it.
I believe in you.
I'm going to use my heavy melee again, which is still a... water tank.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think I like the idea that somewhere someone's like, you need a tank. You're like, I love a tank. And they give you a water tank.
I'm like, yes, that's
yes,
exactly.
That's what I meant.
Ooh. Oh, wow, that's 20.
Okay, so that is a crit. So that's double damage.
Yeah.
So roll your damage twice and add your modifier twice.
Good junk going, Hawk.
Okay, 6.
But roll it again.
And roll it again.
Yes, yep.
Crit.
Six.
Okay, so 8. 12 plus. How do you get 8 of 6 and 6?
No, that's 14.
I thought you rolled a 4 first.
Oh, okay.
It was a 4 first.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, I get
it. It's a 10, and then,
okay.
And
I was,
then your modifiers.
Yeah, and your modifiers actually double.
Oh.
Because it was a critical crit. So
it's an 18.
So what's your modifier for heavy?
Is it a 2?
2? Okay. So it's,
14.
Okay. 14 points of damage against that thing.
Oh, he's already, dead.
That's that one, right? Yeah, that one's taken down, yeah. Yep, you smash the tank and smash it into the ground, and now there's just the beginnings of bacon.
It sounds like Lucia.
And I just scream for 2 hours straight.
Because in Nam you saw a lot of big, giant mutated pigs destroyed by water tanks.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's pretty common. If you really carefully watch Full Metal Jacket, you'll see.
Hey, man, it happens.
And, all right, Bryce Dallas Howard, your turn again.
I want to go around hug the kitty.
All right.
Which, for the listeners, is the other badger.
It's the other badger.
Bo is playing with.
Yep.
So Big Claws, can you explain that?
So Big Claws is a minor action, which means you can do it as well as doing an attack.
Okay.
And I believe it's a once per, it's an encounter. All right. And then you'll get basically a bonus attack. You come in with your claws.
This is Bryce Dallas Howard. Shouldn't it be an exemption in her contract?
Yes.
All right, so just tell me what I got
to
roll here.
All right, so that's the thing I meant to do. I didn't quite finish all these character sheets, it turns out. So... strength plus level plus 2, so plus 8 versus armor class.
Alright, so am I rolling a d20 again?
Yep.
Alright, so 19?
19 is going to hit the badger. And oh, sorry, no, it doesn't.
Wow!
Yeah, the badger is agile.
Well, then I'm going to say bad kitty, and then I'm going to do my regular attack?
Yep.
Alright.
So you can do 2 attacks if with your special attack?
He has a special attack that's a minor ability, so he gets to do it more than once.
I don't think that's
good. Nope. And then you swing whatever... What was your weapon again?
The animatronic velociraptor.
I keep forgetting I haven't talked to him. And you make the chompy noise, and it's still... The badger avoids it.
Oh, bad kitty.
And as the badgers go, that badger that is standing next to Bryce Dallas Howard and...
Where does the badgers go? It's the porkers,
We're at the top.
Okay.
Because Bryce tells how everyone, yeah.
Badger is starting to sound like it's not a real word.
Badger.
It swings its mace. The badger swings its mace.
As they...
And misses.
Aesthetically misses.
And the other one's going to fire a crossbow at Versus. And probably miss. Yeah, because you have 24. Yep, miss. Okay, Templeton's.
Well, let's try that whole swarm thing over again.
Okay.
You gotta move up towards it first, though, right?
It's already.
Are you already there? Are you already there?
Okay.
Yep.
Who's that back there?
Moi.
Okay.
That's Hawk having a flashback.
All right.
Screaming.
Saga. They left me again.
Now you, 19.
You already did your swarm, right?
Yeah.
And that's an encounter, so you're doing just regular attack.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you could only use these powers.
These encounters are once per encounter.
Okay. Yeah. In that case, I'll just hurl my dumbbell at him again.
Okay. Let's
see. 11, 19.
Okay. 19 against Badger, right?
Yes.
That is a miss.
Wow.
You know what?
Badger is pretty awesome.
It's a hit. I was reading their hit points.
Okay, there we go.
They suddenly became really good. No, they, sorry.
Eyes are flashing.
Sorry, that actually hit. And
wait, does that mean that I hit?
You hit too, yeah, sorry. So you should roll your damage.
He's probably
so it was
okay.
Dead as hell, 1d10 plus strength. So 1 plus strength, so that's 6, and then twice level damage.
So 2 more, so 8, but doesn't matter because you're right, he's dead as hell. Well, why don't you move yourself to the other badger?
Well, I'll have to move near there. I don't think I'll reach him.
I don't know, you've got speed.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Not quite.
Do you have any range? All right.
Yeah.
Wait, so you throw your dumbbell.
So I hurled it at him.
Yep,
okay,
fair enough.
Hold on, let's...
All right.
And damage is... God damn it.
That was dice rolling off the table. Not Bo expressing.
Not 7.
7 points. All right. It is not bloodied yet, but it takes a dumbbell to the face. Versus.
I'm going to keep swinging at this one. I guess it's a pig I'm attacking? Or
it's a pig. Yep. Right. The last porker.
Porco Russo.
All right. So I got a 9 plus the... damn it, why can I never remember how this works? 9 plus 7.
16?
Yeah.
I believe 16 will hit a porker.
Okay.
So roll damage.
Okay, I got a 3 plus 5, 8.
8 points. All right. That porker, which was already bloodied, is now severely bloodied and in bad shape.
Good lord. That porker can sure take a lot of
that's
damage.
That's right. And it swings back at you in frustration. Actually, you know what? It runs like hell. Why would it be doing it? Why? It runs. It runs away.
How many spaces does it get?
It gets 6 spaces.
So it's off the map at this point, probably.
Yeah. 3. It's in range of one last range attack on your turn, if you want to.
Okay.
But before that, Hawk, you have a turn.
Oh, I am so far away from everything, though.
Yep.
And went, hey, you should fly over here.
Maybe if you flew, you'd go faster.
I haven't flown
over
since
here.
73.
Hey, don't jump. It's scary.
What is 73? It is monkey, monkey, slap, slap.
I mean 73 badger, 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 bat. 73 badgers.
No, it was 73. It was the year 73 left balloons.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want to fly. I'm scared of flying.
Oh, flying.
Who are you, Erica Jong?
1, 2, 3.
You get your zipless fuck ass over here!
5, 6.
Yep.
I'm way too far away.
It's like all the kids.
Your range attacks have a range of 10.
Okay, so I'm going to try to get this badger.
Okay.
The edger.
And you have a range attack. Yeah. Do you have a gun or do you have the other range
attack? I have a heavy gun.
Okay. So what is your heavy gun? Just a machine gun or a pistol or doesn't matter?
It's a t-shirt gun.
Oh, t-shirt. T-shirt cannon.
Strap in, folks.
All right. Oh, my God. She killed that guy, and all of a sudden, I feel really festive.
Except it shoots Coors Light.
My gun.
Coors Light.
Nope,
so there's silver bullets.
So for the record, with guns, if you do one shot in an encounter, you always have ammo. If you use more than one shot, you're going to run out of ammo at the end of that encounter. You might as well use up all your ammo. So right now, it's your one shot in the game.
Okay.
Because ammo's hard to come by in this world.
All right.
Especially wadded up t-shirts.
It's just white t-shirts with nothing on it.
You plain white tees?
Yep. 13.
What's your modifier?
Plus 4, 17.
17 is a hit.
Hooray.
Wee. All right, roll damage.
So I need 2d6.
Okay.
Destroyed by a t-shirt for a radio station that long since died out.
You guys have discovered that I have a collection of dice that are unreadable for some reason.
Right?
Yeah, I know. Do you have any black on black dice? Because that looks
8.
Cool.
8. Okay. That badger is bloodied.
Oh, God.
But all right.
Not again.
So there's one bloody badger and one running bloody porker. And it is Bryce Dallas Howard's turn.
Oh, a fan probably wants to look at some of my awards. So I'll go up 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I'll throw, with my heavy ranged attack, one of my knockoff Golden Globes.
Okay.
Because that's the only kind you're ever going to get.
They were commissioned.
It's just, it's actually her face on a globe.
Right.
9 plus 8, so...
17.
Yeah.
That is a hit.
All right.
All right. That badger gets an acceptance piece right in the face.
Yes.
This is for the little people. Nice. 11, 17?
Yeah, okay, you smash that badger into nothingness with that award.
I start playing the music to make her leave the stage.
And she starts dancing.
Templeton. I want to tell you about my politics.
Do you want to attack the porker that's running, or are you good?
Yeah, within range, I might as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I go up and I do the light melee attack.
Okay.
So, let's see. Sloon is 16.
That's a hit.
Sweet.
Oh, good.
And damage is...
Ratty.
8.
8 is enough.
Oh. Yeah, just died.
That was, sorry.
He
sorry.
Just died.
Wait, Omar Sharif was an 8 is enough.
No, Dick Van Patten was, though.
Dick Van Patten died years ago. Yeah.
No. Hey, he outlived Willie Ames.
No, I thought he just died like a week ago.
Yeah, he died like a week ago.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
You cold, heartless
sorry,
bastard.
To me, he's been dead for years.
you're dead to me, Van Patten.
When you think a celebrity's been dead for years.
Ava Godin. Like, oh. Ava Goda, still going strong.
Yeah.
All right. That takes out the various mutated animals that were guarding this area. You guys have left carnage in your wake.
I would like to pick one up, throw away the robot arm, and pick one up to use as a shield.
Okay. You now a plus one further to armor class.
Sweet.
But are you going piggy or are you going badger?
That's a good question.
I'm going badger. Definitely.
Okay. Yep. Yep. So you have the corpse of a badger using a shield.
Is that added to my armor class?
Yep. Plus one to your armor class. So you have a 25.
All right. So.
All right, and up ahead you see a pair of doors,
and that's probably as good a place as any to end this episode.
It seems like yes. So we'll be back next time, and we'll discover what's behind those doors.
I can't wait.